All right, cut the music.
Yo, everybody.
Wow. Okay.
Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling Podcast. I am your host.
No. That's not very Usy of you, man.
Bro, we have to get there's. I'm chomping at the bit here. I'm feeling Usy. And I didn't want to wait for the music to talk. We got so much to talk about. Okay. We're a day late, not a dollar over, many are saying. I'm here. I'm ripped up. I'm drinking the snake oil right now.
I got an orange Celsius. Shout out to my man, Josh Huff. Has a song about drinking Celsius. And you know what? If you haven't drank Celsius, I highly recommend you do. It's also 7:45. I should not be drinking this.
I drink Celsius many mornings before the gym, actually. To be honest, but right now I'm drinking the snake oil, bro.
You got the snake oil?
I got the Reds. I'm amped up.
Celsius. Great flavor.
The orange Celsius is pretty good. I don't like orange, but
I'm a big orange guy.
I also have the watermelon one.
Watermelon, good. Peach vibes is sick.
There's also tropical vibes.
Tropical vibes, Arctic blast.
Yeah. we know our Celsius folks. Yo, COW, Comedians Wrestling Podcast. Podcast for comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. You know all that. Patreon.com/comedianswrestling. Support us. We do this on our own. Throw us a couple bucks. Also, Tulo, I don't know when we're going to do it, but I don't know what your schedule is this weekend, but wouldn't mind doing a Crown Jewel bonus app.
Bro, I completely forgot Crown Jewel.
You texted me like, yo, let's do a Dynamite bonus app, and I'm like, we should do a Crown Jewel bonus app.
I mean, are you going to be watching live tomorrow? I'm
going to
totally
try to watch it. It's at 9 a.m., but I'll be at the gym,
I'm going to be on the golf course, so I might actually just put it on my phone while I play. My friend's going to hate me, but
oh, whatever. Man.
Maybe I'll walk.
Wait, does he say?
What happened?
I know this is annoying, but wow, what the fuck, man? Did this actor just die?
No. Breaking news live on the pod?
Yeah, I didn't mean, let's see. Anyway, whatever. Anyway, wait, hold on. I'm going to explain what just happened here, but let me just get the full answer here, guys. Give me a second. Oh, okay. They canceled Westworld. Oh, okay. Got it. The show.
Listen to me. Let me talk to you right now. Can I be real with you right now about something? You got to be more careful with your words and how you say things because just... You got to be on high alert. You never know. I'm very anxious right now. You come on here and all of a sudden you start saying, whoa, did this actor die? And then you're like, oh
shit,
wait.
I got nervous at this. And I can't even remember what his name is.
Westworld.
Yeah. Oh my God. My friend is on the show Westworld. Okay.
That was the first time I took a breath.
He plays a character on the show who... He plays like whatever. It's a spoiler of a show that's canceled. He plays a young version of Ed Harris on the show, you know. And then he posted it something that was like, "Yo," and I guess he was responding to the show being canceled. But I thought that he was saying like Ed Harris had passed away.
Oh,
I'm such an idiot, bro.
Oh my God,
I got Rickrolled, folks. Yo. So anyway. We'll talk. We got the Crown Jewel. It's at 9 a.m. So when I get back from the gym, I'm going to be watching the Crown Jewel. But
rip an episode post Crown Jewel. You want to do that?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like right after? Immediately after?
No, like right
this
after.
This is the Comedians of Logistics, folks. We're working out the logistics of the
pod. We do this. Every time we talk about a bonus episode, we actually don't end up doing the bonus episode. So we should let's just stop talking about the bonus episode and maybe we'll actually do it tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a good call. It's a good call.
Okay. People.
No, but I'm definitely going to be watching Crown Jewel. So I'm happy to rip it.
I'm literally going to have it on in my golf cart while I golf tomorrow. So
cool. So.
God, you hate
the weird. Let's jump in. What's the atmosphere over there? Houston might win the World Series. Do you feel that all the way in Austin?
Yeah, sure.
Does Austin have any professional sports teams?
We just got our soccer team, Austin FC, who just went to the Western Conference Finals in MLS, which is I mean, they sell out every game, 20,000 fans. So
that I certainly don't care about, but I
it's pretty cool though. It's like a cool thing to have. Soccer's big in this part of Texas too. So it's
okay,
really passionate fans. It's fun.
All right.
And other than that, UT, we have the University of Texas.
Yeah, yeah, you got the Longhorns. People are talking about the Longhorns. The Undertaker can't get enough of the Longhorns. He went from being an undead beast, phenom, into just a guy who likes college football overnight, almost overnight. Anyway, so what I want to talk about is Crown Jewel Bowl. I think the place to start here is Sami Zayn. I kicked it off with Sami Zayn music because the amount of texts that I get, the amount of messaging I'm getting about the tremendous work that Sami Zayn is doing, and on top of it, the Crown Jewel press conference ended with everybody saying, "We want Sami."
Yeah.
The crowd was saying, "We want Sami chants," you know?
Did you see that Instagram post I sent?
No, which one?
So it was like they were all chanting, "We want Sami," and then Roman cuts it off, and he's like, "Because of your behavior before, nobody's getting Sami." And then, like, it's Sami's tweet, like, over it, and he's like, ice cold.
Yeah.
When he's right, ice cold, my oos.
Roman fucking broke during the Uzi thing. So we haven't talked about the Uzi thing. I mean, he broke Roman.
He broke them all, man.
He broke them all.
Jay was fully broken.
So, Sami Zayn, man, this guy has really carved. What an incredible niche he has charged. He has carved for himself. Sami Zayn, if you remember, I mean, on the indies, he was El Generico, right? Mm-hmm. And when he was in NXT, he was easily falling into this place of he easily could have fell into a place of, like, indie complacency, right? I mean, he was an independent wrestling darling, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say indie darling, yeah.
He's an indie darling, but he's smaller, you know? He's not... He's not a huge dude, you know? And when you get to the main roster of WWE, you know, you start wrestling a different breed of human, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like he's one of the most perfect examples of adaptability, you know, where you're like, You know, it's fucking Darwinism, you know. You gotta be able to adapt. And he could have easily stayed in that zone where he's like a mid-card guy and just put on great matches and have us all sit on this podcast and be like, "Yo, they don't do anything with him," and blah blah blah. But what he did was he took every opportunity to, like, see the eight-dimensional element of pro wrestling and expand his character so that he's fucking irreplaceable. I just want to say, just this year, his Mania match was against Johnny Knoxville, which, by the way, was probably the best built-up feud of the year, if you want to be honest, you know?
Yep.
It was not just a goof throwaway match, though it was, and though being in the house for it, it was one of the biggest pop matches, probably one of the hottest matches of that whole Mania both days of card, you know, and not to mention him in Knoxville went all out on red carpets, on social media, you know, they really fucking, that feud was like 8 months long or something, right?
And they
let it into the Jackass Forever promotion, you know? I'm just saying, Sami Zayn is, I'm the amount of texts I'm getting where someone's just saying, "Hey, Sami Zayn, one of my guys," he's fantastic. You know, he had a killer match with Cesaro down in NXT. Then when he came up to main roster, he had that amazing match with Cena where he got really fucking injured. He proved himself a wrestler, but you know, it wasn't going to be enough. You got to be a fucking Titan, you know?
I mean,
good for him.
I think also he stayed relevant during a time like with the whole conspiracy stuff, which was just such a smart move to play that character during that span and that time of wrestling too, you know? So it's like, grows his hair out. He's got the long beard. he's this kooky, crazy guy, and he's got these conspiracies that everybody's out to
Yeah.
get him, and it wins the Intercontinental title.
Well,
It
he did
makes
that
that
kind of the
title.
QAnon gimmick that kicked off the
Yep.
whole thing, right?
And weasels his way into this role, and it's just like he has done something rare where no matter what happens, the outcome of whatever this is, whether he stays with this for like another year or like tears them apart from within and somehow wins the title or something
Right.
else, however, whatever the outcome here is in this situation, Sami Zayn is going to be remembered for this for a very long time. For a very long time. And because he took what was a great idea in the Bloodline, and then, it's funny because the Bloodline and all that started before Triple H took over, And I
Yeah.
think once Triple H took over, it allowed more of a creative freedom with that whole thing too. And I think it's really shined for everybody
Well, also, Sami
across the
Zayn's
board,
well
every single one.
positioned, just like all of Triple H's guys. I mean, Triple H came out swinging, where it's like, my guys are going to be treated very well, you know?
Yeah.
Almost to a fault, to be honest. It kind of bothers me a little bit that, like,
I mean,
you shouldn't have to be like in, you shouldn't have to be in that clique to feel, you know what I'm saying?
and not to mention the like how well they did the solo like just transition as well. Like, use it as a perfect time when it was at Clash of the Castle, gets involved then. That character is like incredible. It's just a great dynamic, and it just keeps getting whenever you think it's not like it's new every single week. There's something new. It's like family drama. It's like we're literally watching a sitcom right now. It's like it's pretty fucking crazy how good it is, like how good like of television it is. Like I'm just excited every week. I want to when they're on TV, the Bloodline's on TV, whether it's with Roman or without, it's you want to watch the segment. And that's incredible. It's incredible. It's easily hands down the best thing in professional wrestling right now.
I totally agree. I agree. I mean, there's nothing else to really say. Just great work. Keep your eyes on fucking Sami Zayn. He's just killing it. I mean, he's having fun with wrestling in the way where it's like he don't need a title. He uses his TV
Man,
time.
just like even just in the sense of being like a leader in the locker room, I think having those vibes where you can get Roman to enjoy what he's doing, that shit's contagious, right? So if like the best wrestler in the whole entire world is coming to work every day and he's pumped because he gets to work with Sammy and he's pumped because he's on top of the world and he's the best wrestler in the world and he gets to portray that's contagious around everybody. And you could see it, man. It's like spread across everybody. Rollins, Gunther, all the champions, all the women are stepping up. Like it's very contagious. There's a really good chemistry within WWE right now, and it's interesting to see. Like, did you see Clash at the Castle had an $8 million gate, and SummerSlam was the most viewed SummerSlam in the history of SummerSlam?
I didn't know that.
So like, people are like, oh, how would you say Triple H has done up until this point? Well, before those numbers, you would be like, ah, give him like a 7, 8, like I think he's done a very good job. When you hear those numbers, you're like, damn, he got people to show up to two huge events, like two massive events, not just show up, but tune in. There was actually Nashville didn't sell that many tickets. Half the stadium was blacked out, but it's an interesting time, man. Going into Crown Jewel and then right into Survivor Series, and then the next pay-per-view isn't until Royal Rumble. So there's gonna be a lot of cool shit. A lot of Cody coming back. Like,
Dude, I took a little Saudi detour for the past minute, by the way.
yeah. All right, where'd you
I
go,
took a
man?
Saudi detour, which is I've been reading about. I mean, we don't need to go far into this, but I didn't know this. The whole WB deal is part of a thing called Saudi Vision 2030.
Oh my God, don't tell me this goes to 2030.
No, they have a 10-year contract starting in 20. And so yeah, it goes to 2028.
Oh my God.
Started in 2018. They have a 10-year contract, so we'll be getting Saudi shows through 2028. But this is called Saudi Vision 2030. And so the idea is that they're trying to revamp kind of the image of the Saudi government, you know? And one of the it's not even just that. I didn't really understand all the stuff they were really doing here.
And
But I guess it's a way to they're trying to fix the I guess the popularity of the prince over there. They're I'm avoiding the way political elements of this, but this is so fucking interesting. But it's hilarious because if you read about all the stuff they're doing, you're like, oh wow, okay, this, and then you're just like, there's a lot. It's like WWE, one of the main things they're doing is like improving the entertainment sector. So they have these WWE shows in Saudi, and then they lifted their 35-year moratorium on the construction of new movie theaters in the country. So they had a moratorium on movie theaters. So you weren't allowed to see movie theaters. And they are building a Six Flags, and it's like, wow. Anyway, crazy. WB's like involved in all that. Wild. So,
Didn't they have like the Undertaker like come out to Pitbull or something?
yeah, he opened up for Pitbull. They just throw so much money here. It's like David Guetta does concerts there now. Wild. Anyway,
Crown Jewel,
so
man.
yeah, they did the shows there. Listen, here's the thing with Crown Jewel. It's interesting because they were so controversial when they first happened, and now it's like this is happening for at least another 6 years,
Whoa.
and the matches that happen on it matter, And you're like, eh, it is what it is,
I'm like, I want to see that Brock versus Bobby match bad, man. Bad.
I wanted to ask you a question quick,
I want
and
to ask
we'll
you a
get into
question.
Brock Bobby because I want to stay because we're talking about Roman. I want to stick on Roman for a second.
Okay.
How big of a star is Roman Reigns?
Massive.
Roman Reigns has had the WWE title now for almost, it'll be almost 2 years. He actually hit the 200, he hit the
He
like,
had 2 years.
he hit 2 years already?
Yeah.
Or maybe he, did he just hit it?
I don't know. He hit it. Yeah. They did the whole
He
thing, man.
just hit the like, no, he did he hit the 600 day mark? I think that's what he
No, he
hit.
did 2 years.
What the fuck is a milestone? I just saw it. Roman Reigns
I don't know.
title milestone. Let's see if that's going to give me what I'm looking for. Tribal Chief just hit the 200-day milestone as the holder of both titles. That's what it was.
Oh.
Ah, I got it. Since he's been a unified champion. But he hit the 2-year milestone in August.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Because he won it at that SummerSlam is when he got it back. God, that's crazy. He won that title right when he came back. That's when he debuted with Heyman. He wanted that first match. He came back, I think, against Bra off Braun. Was it Braun and Brock in a match? I think.
Don't know. I
Fuck,
don't
man,
remember.
crazy how it goes. But he's had the title for so fucking long, you know.
And he's done a great job.
He's great. He's great. You know. But I guess I'm not insulting Roman. I'm just saying I do think Roman is not that well. I still think he's not that well known, given how big of a star he is. You know, like how I guess what I'm saying to you is that casual fans, they know Roman Reigns. I think they've heard the name, but they don't know Roman Reigns. Like I'm just trying to think how much of a household name is Roman Reigns. I said here what prompted this. I said Roman Reigns to one of my friends. Like a comedian, and they didn't know who that was, and I was a little shocked, you know. And I was like, you know what, Roman Reigns is still a wrestling champion.
This is his moment, right?
Yeah.
This is it. This is that. All right. Like, this is that Cena. This is that Rock. You know, like, this is that moment for him. He
Because of
has been
Logan
put on
Paul.
the. He's been. And, yeah, because of Logan Paul. Honestly, listen, Jake Paul's coming, right? So you have to understand. Jake Paul gets talked about in sports media, okay? In the MMA world, in. On ESPN, right? Like they
As a
bring these
boxer, you
guys
mean?
in. Yeah. He just beat Anderson Silva.
Oh, I saw he was fighting him, but I mean, Anderson Silva's like
So here's the
55 years
thing.
old or something,
Whatever,
bro.
whatever, 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 right?
And he beat him at
Use
boxing or MMA?
box.
So Anderson Silva's not a boxer.
Okay, whatever. Don't worry.
His
Don't get
main
caught
thing
up.
was
Don't get caught
kicking.
up.
No, all right,
Selling pay-per-views, you
yeah.
get eyes on, right? There's advertising that Jake Paul's going to be there too. Logan's got his following. And this is happening at Crown Jewel, and Roman's on this pedestal. The reaction for Roman out there is going to be massive. Like huge. The production out there for Roman is going to be huge. That entrance is going to be wild. They're going to be fucking blowing so many fireworks off the top of that stadium when he comes out. And it's going to be a long ass
Yeah.
entrance. And this is his moment right now to have one of those like theatrical matches that is like almost like the movie Creed, like, or something like that. It's like, it's a movie in itself on the Crown Jewel with this kind of like vibe. And this is it. And I think how he comes out of this, because he's going to win, there's no way he loses. No chance in hell. If he loses, that's the craziest decision they've ever made in their whole entire lives.
Yeah, I mean,
Like
there's no chance.
wild.
There's truly no chance that Logan
If
Paul
you
wins.
want to just
Yeah.
like shock the world,
Yeah.
and Roman's, I just don't see how Roman's cool with it. But if you want to shock the world,
I don't think Roman has a choice, you know?
I mean, something's got to go down. Logan should hit the punch, right?
What would could because he's got the steel plates in his hands or whatever, the nails. He's got
He
the
should hit
screws.
the
Yeah.
punch.
Okay. I'm down with that. Well, I'm just saying, I feel like Roman is great. My point here is that Roman is fucking great. He's doing a great job. And I kind of like that Roman's a wrestling champion. You know what I mean? Like, I like that about him, and I like that he's not really like crossing over and translating, it's just kind of like there's different types of champions. There's guys like The Rock who are more mainstream, And then there's some wrestlers, they're fucking workers, like Randy Orton, right? Randy Orton's a fucking carny. You know what I mean? He's a wrestling champion. Then there's like in between guys like Triple H. Triple H is well known because of DX and all that, But Roman, he's wrestling. I don't see him as crossing over, and I like that. I just have an epiphany where it's like, you know what, Roman? He said he was gonna be part time. He might try for a little bit, but Roman. Roman's a fucking worker,
He's in a money
through and
lane.
through.
He's in a money lane right now. He doesn't have to wrestle on Raw and SmackDown. He shows up like the theatrics of the other week where Sammy and Jay were having beef, and then Jay and Jimmy started having beef, and then all of a sudden Roman's music hits and he comes out, and you're like, all right, Michael Cole's like, daddy's here, daddy's home, whatever it is. It's he's in a such a money spot right now, man. And it's he has elevated what it means to be a champion. Whoever beats him, that's huge. Like, that's
Well,
so big. And honestly, to me, there's only two guys.
Rock and Cody.
It's Cody and Seth. That's it. Two guys,
You
Cody
don't think you
and
don't think The
Seth.
Rock?
No.
Here, I all right, couple things. Lot to say. Side note though, did you see Black Adam or no?
No,
Me
but
either.
here's the thing.
I
Here's the thing
actually heard
about The
something. I
Rock.
heard people I, you know what people The way they talked about it, I was like, oh, I'm gonna see it.
Here's a very important thing about WrestleMania this year is that they're talking about moving the Money in the Bank match to WrestleMania. So,
Yeah.
if The Rock was to beat Roman for the title, say Seth wins the briefcase and then he cashes in on The Rock, now you're great. That just means Austin Theory's got to get rid of this briefcase before Mania.
Interesting. I was reading the side note, another side note, but I was reading that they're talking about maybe having a title where Austin would lose the case to somebody else.
I hope they
It
don't do
kind
that.
of
They
feels like
did
they were
that
going to
shit
pull an
last year.
Otis, but
Doing a good job.
or there was something about how like Austin Theory fails to cash in. You know what I mean? Like you guys, if Foley something happens where when he's going to cash, it doesn't happen, and then the Money in the Bank
Yo,
match happens again, and he's got to forfeit it.
him and Seth had a banger
Yeah.
on Raw.
So,
Absolute banger.
all right, I want to. We have to talk about that match. It was the best part of Raw. Roman Logan Paul, you were saying this. The story they're setting up is extremely clear here. You know, this would be my only. I don't know because I haven't seen the match, but this would be my only. I it's not a gripe, but I hope that the match the story they're telling is that Roman is very clearly not at all threatened by Logan Paul, right? So he's gonna underestimate him. That's gonna allow Logan Paul to get his shit in a little bit, you know? And then Roman's gonna have to take him seriously like 10 minutes into the match or whatever, right? Not 10, less than that. Six minutes into the match. And then by that time, Roman will have taken enough damage by underestimating Logan Paul that they'll be able to have something that resembles an equal match, right? And then
Logan's gonna have a
Logan
big spot,
Paul will have a big spot, but then
like a
Roman
big
will go
move.
over. Yeah.
I think Logan Paul's gonna have two moments. He's gonna have one of those moves like the frog splash to the outside table, but it's gonna be
Yeah.
something different this time. I mean, he's been working on this moonsault, so
Yeah. We
maybe he
know he
does
can do
something
that.
crazy off the moonsault. And then I think he's gotta hit the punch. And I think in somehow like he hits the punch, but like it's at you know, like it's after the Superman punch, right? Like he like sneaks the right in or something like that. So like they're both out, you know. Yo,
Yeah.
Austin Theory too, man. Yo.
So, but the thing is this is, well, yeah, Austin could cash in, but what I think will happen in this match will be great. People will be like, that match was sick. And it will be mostly sold by like so many dope ass false finishes because the consequences of that pin are so high that people are going to go nuts for like a close three count. You know? It's going to be very fun. But yeah, let's see. It's going to be really cool. Moving on to what you said, Seth and Austin. Yeah. I just want to talk, you know me, sometimes I like to speak about the unimportant shit first. All right. We got to talk about it. Austin Theory is jacked up right now. Holy shit. I mean, Austin Theory looks like Cena. He looks like young Cena. He looks fucking awesome. He's fucking huge. They have almost the
Dude.
same build, you know, those two guys. Except Austin Theory has a better body. he's just a little smaller. But on top of that, I thought Seth isn't looking out of shape. Am I wrong?
No,
Seth next
I
to,
just,
maybe not out of shape, by the way. That's an
I don't
extreme
think,
thing to
I
say.
don't,
But
no,
Seth
that's
next
wrong.
to Austin,
Well,
he
that's
looked
different.
almost
I mean, you're talking about a guy
like
that's
crap.
literally his body's like a fucking a perfect 10, you know? Like every, I mean, no, you no. I'm not taking this slander about Seth. There's no way.
Seth's body is not looking great
Don't,
right now.
no. Come on, you're
Seth
crazy.
could
You're
use
crazy.
to take off a little time and get jacked up, you know? I mean, he doesn't want, he shouldn't take off because I don't really want
He's
to
in a
see it.
money zone, dude. He's fucking killing it. Put the blonde back in the hair. We're, you know,
He was
he's
at
doing a great
Sheamus'
job with it.
wedding.
He was.
Okay. I'm saying, was watching those guys wrestle. I don't want to be a full-on body guy, but I was like, yo, Seth could use to be pumping up a
You don't
little
want to
more.
be, but you are one, so it doesn't matter.
I think my thing with Seth is that I think he does too much CrossFit. He's doing too many, it's too much functional movements, you know? He could use to be a little bit of a bodybuilder at this stage of his career. You know what I'm
Okay.
saying?
But yeah, I mean,
All right, anyway,
he's got the
that
best
all being
Falcon Arrow
said,
in the game right now. Best Falcon Arrow in the game.
his Falcon Arrow was always sick. That match was really great. I love that Seth went over. It was nice to see Seth win. I feel like we haven't seen Seth win in
Well,
so
I mean, he's
long.
the champ now. Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, Austin Theory doesn't win. I think he won one
No.
match recently, and that's it.
That's true. The only guy who loses as much as Seth is Austin.
Oh shit,
Austin.
tonight was Ray versus Gunther. That's on right now, huh?
Yeah, we're recording this as SmackDown is starting, so we didn't get to see it, but that's a sick match. Can we jump over to AEW for a second? It's pretty much all confirmed now that CM Punk is not coming back to AEW,
I
which we talked
think
about.
that's
That's
official.
pretty fucking clear. It's
Can I put it
official
on
without
its
actually being official, even though I know for a fact it's official, you know?
Can I put on like a tinfoil hat like for a
Yes,
second?
please do it. You had a lot to say. I'm going to make sure that I let you say it, my friend.
Like, man, it would just be so awesome if they just figured it out, because the storyline would be epic, right? Like, if this was something that like they could actually get through, the storyline would be sick. Like, it seems like the elite's going away, right? And I really hope that whatever is on the other side of what they're doing, I really hope it's something new and cool and awesome. Because it'd be a real bummer if they just came out and did the same thing, if they're telling this whole story about them be deleted. But man, oh man. Seeing Colt Cabana out there really fucking put an end to things.
Well, I guess my question is this: even though we all seem to know, I think Colt Cabana wrestling that match, because it was a way higher way higher profile match than he normally gets. You know, it's a Jericho title match, though it's ROH, which, to be honest, ROH, I have, you know, it's a big complaint with AEW. I kind of have no bearing on what ROH means at all.
Oh
It's,
man.
I guess, a company within a company. I have no idea. It's actually so sloppy that it's
Ugh.
upsetting. Okay,
Yeah.
the right
Yeah.
every segment
I
on
mean,
AEW is for another title that means nothing. It's like all a mockery of the business for
I
me.
have.
I really don't
Listen to
like it.
this. Listen to this. Every single match on Dynamite, after it was over,
Yeah.
somebody got attacked. And that's how they started the new storyline or continued a storyline on. So after. Literally every single match, and the only one was when Cassidy won, Shibata came out,
Right.
and but that's how they got he got his match. He just approached him. So with no rankings anymore, the only way Tony's told storylines across all of Dynamite was by attacks after matches, and it's not good. This is not Booker of the Year material. I'm sorry. Like, he's got to tighten up. They got to get ROH out of there. They need to, like, I really hope this elite stuff is part of the storyline where they're going to come in and like save the company, because Jeff Jarrett getting involved now and talking what he's saying. It's starting to get a little fucking crazy,
Well, let's
man. It's
talk
like
about Jeff
TNA,
Jarrett.
ROH, WCW, AEW, like,
A lot of pushback on Jeff Jarrett coming in. You know, my beef with Jeff Jarrett coming in is, I know you say, my beef with Jeff Jarrett coming in, to be honest, I have no beef. I actually really like Jeff Jarrett. I have a lot of respect for Jeff Jarrett. Like, I don't know what the fuck he's done. Like, if anyone said he said something controversial, I don't know any of it. If he said anything, like, I don't know. But I'm just talking about Jeff Jarrett as like a dude in wrestling. I feel like he looks awesome for his fucking age. He keeps it fucking. He keeps himself in dope shape. He's always been a great bad guy. He's pretty slick on the microphone, you know. I don't know. He's Jeff Jarrett. My problem is just that it's like when you turn on AEW and it's just like Jeff Jarrett and Sting stuff. You're like, what am I watching? It's like 1997, you know? Like that's my problem. And then yeah, my other big problem is with Kenny and the Bucks, where I've kind of lost a lot of faith in them as storytellers, you know? And those are all three wrestlers who are still one of my guys, you know. No, I'm never going to turn my back on the Bucks. I mean, just from my days watching them at PWG, you know,
Right.
like I'm not
You
ready
bought
to do.
t-shirts off them, right?
Hell
They didn't
yeah,
have the t-shirts, but
they didn't have the shirt. You know the story. They didn't have the shirt. Then I think one of their wives mailed it to me. You know,
yeah.
I ordered it off YoungBucksMerch.com. You know, and they were like, no, that one's on the website. Get it on the website. And then I ordered it from them there. Then I wrote them a message being like, yo, the shirt, if you order from the website, are the shirts soft? You know, and then they responded, this is, I'm not even kidding, you know? And then, like, what I think, like, Nick Jackson's wife wrote me, like, no, these ones are, they're like gilded or whatever. And I was like, all right, just send it anyway, you know? Anyway, talk about, like, you know, I'll always respect all that shit, you know? But, like, they're doing this, like, delete the elite thing or whatever. And first off, that's a great start. The fact that they're like, it's time to get rid of the elite, being like, we're the, that stuff's dead. Like, when
What's
Cody left, it was
interesting,
over.
what's so interesting is that it's so directly tied to the company, right? Because that's All Elite
Because the
Wrestling.
E
Like
is
they,
in there?
like it's so, so that's what I like. It's like, oh shit. Like I, it feels like they're recognizing that this isn't the, this isn't All Elite Wrestling anymore. Like there is, if there's no Elite, there's no All Elite Wrestling. That's my fucking stance and I'm sticking to it. Like if they're
You're
not the
allowed.
Elite, then this isn't All Elite Wrestling. It right now it's more ROH than it is All Elite, you know. I'm, and that's facts, proven points. Like you could just see it across the entire show. And it's it, I miss the old AEW. I was really excited about the product, and Cody leaving was a big, a big change. And then the brawl out was another thing, and this all this punk stuff. So it's, I think it's going to take some time. I don't think it, I think I'm just going to accept the fact that right now it's not it. They're coming to town soon. I think in December, I'm 100% going to go to the show because I love going to their show live because I feel like I'm at a big old fucking seeing the best indie wrestlers in the world wrestle in front of me. Like that's what it feels like to me. Like, and it's so sick to be at because
Right.
you're seeing some of the best wrestlers in the world in general be there. But as a TV product, like Shibata and Orange Cassidy is the only thing I'm going to really pay attention to on Rampage. I really don't know anything else that's going on because they're not really telling stories, you know?
Well, I'm definitely not engaged. I'm definitely not dialed in. And when the storyline you got is Jeff Jarrett hitting somebody with a guitar, it's not a great sign when a second ago, when you got Kenny Omega. And that brings me back to my point, which is that Kenny Omega and the Bucks have lost me in terms of believing, like having faith in their storytelling. This is what I said when AEW started, when they were in their hot streak. I was like, right now we have so much trust for them. And I told you, if you go back in the episodes, that like they will lose our at some point they will lose that like good grace, that good faith. And they will lose our trust a little bit, and we're there. Kenny's done enough. He's done some good shit. He's done a lot of great shit. But I don't know. I don't have a lot
Like
of
I
faith in
said,
where they're going with it.
same
But I'd love to be
context as
wrong.
what, same context as I put Roman in, right? Kenny Omega should be that wrestler for AEW. He should be lifted up on a pedestal. He should be on top of the world. He should be everything that AEW is supposed to be, and they are not doing that with him. So this is
Right.
a very important time for the Elite right now. Whatever they're doing, it needs to be massively successful. And I think the, I think what it feels like they're going for is that they're going to, they have to battle out ROH, and they're going to draw lines in the sand and say, are you with ROH or are you with fucking the Elite? Are you an All Elite wrestler or are you an ROH wrestler or are you a TNA wrestler? Whatever the fuck it is, right? You need to establish it because this is All Elite Wrestling. This ROH shit is no more, and they need
Right.
to fucking, and it's gonna, I think they're building towards that like war kind of element, and that's what I feel. It, do I think they can pull it off, or do I th think they'll do it? I don't know what they're thinking, but it seems whatever it is, it's really important. They need to get back in, back in their groove. No rankings is very, is very just
Yeah.
shooting from the hip right now, you know? Need to fucking,
Well,
I'm playing too much Modern Warfare too. That's why shooting from the hip. Like I'd be like looking down scope, you know?
we, yo, I don't fuck with video games, bro.
Bro, I haven't played Modern Warfare or like Call of Duty games in a while, but this Modern Warfare 2 game is like so nostalgic and feeling of when the game was actually awesome. Team deathmatches and stuff. Fucking get to build your fucking guns up and shit. Cool.
I love that for
Really a lot
you.
of fun. Thanks, man.
By the way, the snake oil is not really kicking in yet for me.
My Celsius is definitely kicking in. Can you tell?
No, this stuff didn't really hit me today, but I had a fucking late night, so I
How did last improv go? Can we take a last improv detour?
Last improv show last night was a big success, a resounding
Man, that cast
success.
is. Oh, by the way, I watched Was it Scared Friends? What was it on Comedy Central?
Curse Friends.
Curse Friends. I watched it when I was in Dallas for work this week.
Oh,
And
shit.
I saw your part in it. And I think you said, I really want to jiggle your balls.
I said you could take my
What was your
balls
line?
and brand them or something. I forget my line, actually.
Thought it was like, I really want
I'm
to jiggle
forgetting
your
now, but I
balls.
think I had two lines, and then it went down to one in the edit. You know,
And it was something about
take me and brand my balls or something. Yeah. I don't
brand my
remember.
balls. Oh yeah, I think you had. Did you have a branding iron? I think you did. I think you might
Yeah,
have.
I had a branding iron, which was like they couldn't make it actually hot, so I had to make it look hot. So the costume
Dose.
department was like making it look hot, and they were putting like gel on it and stuff. So you know,
Yeah.
so it would like, you know, and they're like, "Yeah, be careful with this thing," you know. check that out, Curse Friends. But yeah, last improv show was great. Last night we had Taron Killam do the monologues, which was fun. He told some really fucking hilarious stories. Some stuff from SNL was really funny. And then we had Bobby Moynihan and Paul Scheer, and Darcy Carden, and me, and Paul Welsh, and Neil Casey. It was a really fucking good time. Our next show, by the way, is, you know, for the people that don't know who are listening to this, to hear wrestling talk. I got an improv show in LA where
Fire
we
me
do
up.
comedic improv. But the next one's November 29th, and that one will be streaming. So
Whoa.
you can watch it virtually if you want.
Sick.
Yeah. So this is our first one we're doing that where it's streaming. The theater that we're performing at has streaming capabilities, so they sell streaming tickets.
I
So
mean,
should be
wow.
pretty fucking cool. Those
That's
tickets,
sick.
yeah. Check out my Instagram. Actually, the show is at Last Improv Show. You can follow it. The ticket link's in there. The theater
Who
is
does,
Dynasty Typewriter. Yeah.
maybe give him a shout out, or is it Christina that does it? But like, who does all the Instagram stuff?
I do.
You make all those posts?
Yeah, I do everything. Yeah. What do you mean, which post? Like on the Instagram page?
Yeah, like the last improv show, and
Yeah,
like, who puts
yeah,
all
yeah.
those together?
I do all of it. But I, you know, I hire for if you want the, I, you know, I have a photographer. I hire a photographer. I take some video and stuff. But yeah, I do all the social media for the Last Improv Show.
Bro,
What do you mean?
you?
Oh, you mean the flyers and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do all that. Yeah, I do it all. Well, actually, one of the theaters, if we're getting into the logistics here for your wrestling marks out there, one of the theaters does it for me, and then the other theater doesn't. But sometimes I just make them anyway. Yeah. I kind of learned how to do it all.
Because, like, you were light years behind when it came to doing any kind of social
I
media
know, I'm
stuff
way
for Tao
better at it
Podcast.
now. I'm way better at it now. Yeah, I got
Like
better at it.
our social media accounts are like a dark void. That's where like we can go back and remember the good times, you
I
know?
know, I know, I know, I know, I know. But the, I mean, bro, you want to get into it? With podcast stuff is way harder, you know.
Oh yeah.
Whatever, you fucks, you come, you listen to us. Yeah, listen,
Yeah.
we'll get the. Here's the plan: we'll get Last Improv Show, we'll blow that up, we'll get me something big, and then we'll have full on capabilities here. Okay.
Love it.
Let's look at the fuck.
I'm
Oh, so
first of
anyway,
all,
here's the other thing I wanted to say. Wait, what were we talking
I was gonna say I pitched you a really good idea also in the on Instagram. I love when I get into these like rants and I get into a like brainstorm mode and I just come up with these wild ideas, so I have to get them out. So I text Dan like four really long paragraphs of a whole entire quick
I always see
brainstorm
it.
plan I had in
Did
my
you
head.
text
I
me
know.
or grammed it?
Grammed it, I think.
To me or to
To you.
would be yeah.
Not to the last improv show.
Well, no, to I meant to me, just to me or to the cow thread.
To you. Just to you, man.
All right,
But
sick.
that's what I do to Dan all the time. And a lot of times he doesn't respond. I think he just reads them and like, okay.
Yeah. I remember seeing this. Well, I gotta
True,
be
though.
able to unread stuff on Instagram. Like Mark is unread on Instagram.
Yeah, so you can go back to it.
You know what I'm saying? Because I like I get, I'll be like, oh, I'll read
No.
that later, but I don't have that kind of fucking
Same thing with
self-control.
like text messages and
Yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, same
Get
thing as
something.
text. Like
I'm so
Christina
bad with
will be
that.
like, I'll be like on her phone, you know? And like just like doing something or whatever. And then she's like, don't click on anything I didn't read. Like, she's like, I will not know, you know? She's really good about that. Like, she's really good about, you know what I'm
Like
saying?
holding your the person you're in a, like your partner's phone is like holding a landmine.
Listen, that's definitely true. You know what I mean? That like there's 100% true.
It's
Like
like
that's definitely true. I
you
mean,
got a grenade in your hand and you the pin is pulled, you know?
that's a dude, that's a whole thing. Social media, like just the phone in general, and being in a relationship, like any interaction you have on a phone with somebody, if your significant other
Oh
sees
yeah.
it could be the most friendly thing. They're like, oh, what's going on here? Like, that's just a
Honestly,
fucking thing. But that's not a big problem for us.
I'm hoping to settle down one day soon,
Yeah.
right? So I can just get rid of social media. You know? So I can just be like, all
Yeah.
right, I just don't want these products in my life anymore. They're obviously just a very, very like just
Dude, if I had a regular
fucking.
life, I would not have social media.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just like,
I really would. But then you say that, but then it's like, well, the
can,
WB
here's the
clips,
thing.
the AW clips. It's like, like there's some
Listen, here's the
stuff to it
thing.
that's great.
This Twitter thing with the $8 a month, good. See you
What is
later,
that?
Twitter. Don't need you anymore. I don't know. Musk is like gonna say he's gonna charge $8 and you can get verified or some shit, and then verify people, you see their content more, you don't, right? All right, great. I don't need Twitter anymore. And Instagram, I'm just gonna go through my shit and only follow like people I like and cool shit. You post some bullshit, I'm just gonna unfollow you, and I can just live in this fucking oasis
Yeah.
of social media bliss because it's just fucking,
Well,
it's just.
the thing with Instagram is, what's crazy about it is like, okay,
Even,
Instagram
yeah.
used to be a place where you post, we're like, yo, post like fun
It's
pictures.
true.
And you're like,
Right
oh,
now,
here's my
it's.
friend, right?
Yeah,
But then, like,
stories.
when I look at it now, once they introduce stories and stuff, it's like, so I post one stand up clip on there. I've only posted one, really. I
Yeah.
posted some, but I've only posted one as like a story done white, like the proper way. And like that thing has like, let's see. That has like 17,000 views on it, But if you just post like a picture, like a, even with like people in it who have big followings or whatever, when you do that, it's still like doesn't get you engagement. You know what I'm saying? And then you're like, oh, I'm supposed to get, you get wrapped up in that wormhole where it's like you used to just post on there to be like, hey, check out friends, what I'm doing. Now
That's
it's
how I
such a
use it.
fucking
That's how I
business.
use it now. Yeah, like I don't use it for
Yeah.
anything other than like today it was Danny, check out Danny's nook, you know, like his little
Right.
sleeping nook, you know, and or like I'm at work doing this thing, it's pretty cool, or like something funny, you know, like that's it. That's all I want to use it for. That's how I like to absorb it. But like there's a lot of pressing matters in the world right now, and people that you enjoy following for the content they're making are their contents put to the side, and they're voicing their opinions on
Right.
thing issues and topics that are important. And this has, I'm sorry we're going on a little detour here, but it's been on my brain, so I feel like now is a good time to talk about it. But it's every time there's this political like the voting, like voting's like coming up, everybody, it just, man, it just gets everybody on edge like crazy, and it's just extreme oppositions and takes and sides and opinions, and you can't, there's no avoiding it because never thought we'd fucking be in this situation, but now we are, right? So it's like it's just such an interesting, very complex time to be on social media, you know? And you don't want to not be on it because then you don't feel like you're consuming content that you should be aware of, but at the same time you're also consuming a lot of content that you shouldn't be.
I agree. It's
Sorry.
different
I
because
am
I'm in the
sorry. That was
fucking
like
biz.
eating at me inside, obviously, and it had to come
No, I know. I think. All right, back to wrestling. Let's get back to wrestling. Okay. We're never gonna cure social media.
No, I'm
I'm
not trying to
glad that
cure social
Twitter.
media.
I've never really like been a Twitter guy. I'll say just a random thing. I never really. Twitter was just like. Oh my God, that it's just so. I don't really know why. I never really connected with Twitter, like just seeing people's like jokes without them performing them. You know, when Twitter was like no video, you know, I really just didn't
It's
take
just
to
a,
it. Just like
it's just not,
people just joke, like just straight up joke writing, you know?
it's just not, it's, and especially the wrestling community, it's, I'm honestly probably just gonna, I might delete it off my app, off my phone now, just because of the simple fact is that, like, it just, there's nothing like good about it. It doesn't make, like, you can have a take on wrestling and then someone can, or a friend can make something really awesome and then someone comes along and said something like terrible about it or like some kind of bullshit, and it just throws everybody up in arms. And then, like, you got to come to the defense of the. It's like, yo, it's just too much. This is professional wrestling. Like, it should be fun and we should be enjoying it. But, like, very toxic in that culture. And I'm just like, I don't need it anymore.
Yeah, I think like I don't. I'm like one thing I don't have any patience for anymore is like videos of just like completely, like having criticizing wrestling without any element of fun
Yeah.
or excitement towards it at all.
It's
I
crazy.
watch a lot of Magic the Gathering content because you know I love Magic,
Yeah.
and it happens there too, but over there, I understand a lot of the things people are upset about with that product. You know, they take a lot of shit for like basically like money gouging their fan base. You know what I'm saying? Whereas like WWE doesn't do that really. You know, I don't know why I'm comparing the two products. I'm saying I'm saying a lot of the ire over there. Like I see their points more. You know, but at the same time. There's people, they make no content explaining why they like the thing at all to the point where I'm like, then like do something different with your life and time. You
Yeah.
know? Like I will always like that's why it's like I never on this podcast went so far to be like, if this happens, I'm fucking out. 'Cause it's just not true. I like wrestling too much. So I have to focus on the fun elements of it. You know what I mean? And then have to have faith that like that Vince's behavior would catch up to him or something, you know? And it did happen. I'm not, you know? And so I can voice my concerns when they're necessary and they've happened over the years. But like at the end of the day, I'm just a fan of the art of professional wrestling and I'm a fan here to support the careers of pro wrestlers who like put their like fucking body on the line to entertain me, you know?
I agree.
And I'm here for their art. Like, well, let's look at like Sami Zayn right now. I could get caught up in all the bullshit of WWE, right? And focus on that. But instead, I choose to look at it like Sami Zayn probably had these ideas. A lot of these ideas came from him. He fought for them, and I get to watch them and then applaud him, you know, for being an artist. And that's like how I focus on it, you know? But you can look at WWE and get mad at them from a corporate perspective all the time, but then you're just not focused on wrestling, you know? And then probably your best bet, if that's your goal, your best bet is to just turn the thing off and go to indie shows and stuff, you know? And watch there's like other, you know, and support your local indie shows and stuff, or the wrestlers you like in indie shows go buy their shirts on like pro wrestling tees and stuff, you know? There's a lot of ways you could do it. So that all being said, I don't know how I got there. We were talking about like, yeah, so that's what happens. But Twitter, I find to be the place where there's the most just full on fucking negative energy there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And wrestling Twitter especially has never interested me. Like, you can attest to that. I've never partook, you know? And the other element of wrestling happens is like a lot, which I've never liked is like, I've always, the reason I've said this a million times, but like the reason I don't watch sports, it's just like sports rewards. Like, this is my team, and it's like I was a fan of this team for this long, and blah blah blah. And I have no problem with fair weather wrestling fans. There should be marquetry in the fan base as well. Like, you could be a worker as a fan. You could come in and be like, yo, I've been a Miz fan forever, and you didn't like him yesterday. That's part of you being part of wrestling. It's fake, you know. Like you're one of the you're an audience member. You choose to do that. You could switch allegiances all the time. Hit your old allegiances with a chair over the head. I love that, you know. So that you should be able to switch what shirt you're wearing tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I
Which
love.
I like. Yeah, I have 140 wrestling shirts. Like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Anyway, let's look at the fucking Crown Jewel card quick. Because, boy, oh, boy, this is a fucking really good show. You know?
All right.
Yeah,
I
Brock
want.
Bobby is, I think, the match that I think that match, to be honest, I think Reigns Paul is going to deliver and people will be talking about it. And mostly what people will say is, like, this Logan Paul guy is still legit as shit. That's what's going to happen, you know? By the way, Jake Paul is going to be there. He's probably going to be all bruised up,
That's what I
right?
said.
He got hit pretty hard from these clips I've seen of Anderson Silva match.
Yeah, he's fine.
I mean, yeah, he's like a little kid. He's fine. What are those guys, like 26 or something? 30?
Yo,
Oldest? Yeah.
real quick, hold on. Did you see Chad Gable and Otis as Chippendales?
Oh yeah, I love that.
Yo, they should get the Creed brothers from NXT with them. Make them a nice little stable. Always wanted that like all wrestling singlet stable kind of group, you know? Alpha Academy. Chad Gable's incredible. He deserves those guys with him. He can make those guys amazing.
So, like, Chad Gable's another guy, like, talking about Sammy, right? He's gonna just have to find whatever his pivot is. And this might be it. It might not be. He might go far along with this where he can do stuff like shoe stuff.
I think he's
And
doing great.
yeah.
I think he loves the lane he's in. He's involved in every, he's on TV every week, man. Every week. And he's always killing it. I really love him. I think he's incredible. I think he's a huge asset. He's like the new Dolph Ziggler kind of.
Yeah, no, that's definitely for sure. He's definitely like a work rate machine, but and he's doing really good work too. And I think he's doing a good job of pivoting, like the Sammy thing, you know. But and I kind of have faith in him because he seems to be like finding it.
Yo,
But oh,
I
by the
just
way,
thought of something.
Bray's gonna be okay.
Oh
I'm
yeah.
jumping all over the place.
I
Bray's
yeah,
gonna be
so am
at
I.
Saudi. Did you see that?
Yes. Which is very interesting.
Very interesting because he's no booking there, right?
Who knows where that goes? So
You know what
exciting.
would be really cool? I thought about this the
Uncle
other day.
Howdy.
That would be really cool if Bray, though I don't think Bray's headed, I think Bray's feud is going to be a kind of with himself here, you know? But Bray, it'd be cool if Bray kind of Hannibal Lectered himself into having Austin Theory give him the briefcase. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like if he like kind of mentally manipulated him to be like, you're not worthy of that. That has to be given to me, you know? And then I think like something like that could be very cool. That Bray's walking around with the briefcase, but he's not. I know that kind of expires, but he's not concerned with cashing in on that. It's just about having it, you know?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know where they're going with Bray or how that's gonna fit in at all. They've been very slow paced with the Bray stuff, you
I
know?
love it. It's
Yeah.
perfect.
I mean, we'll probably see Bray tonight, right?
Yo, did
Wait, is
you
it pre-taped? SmackDown's gotta be pre-taped, no?
No, I no, because they some of the, it's just not going to be wrestlers who are going to Saudi. It's
Oh,
all
right. So
everybody
no
else. So like you have
Roman.
that. That's why you have the Ray and the Gunther thing. I'm sure you have some other stuff.
Oh, then it's the
I'm sure the
non-booked guys. Got it.
yeah. So the women.
That kind of sucks ass if you. It sucks ass if you like bought tickets to SmackDown. You're not gonna see a lot of
Nah,
these
but
ladies.
it's still gonna be good. Did you
Yeah.
see Shinsuke is wrestling the Great Muda
No, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool. Wait, Great
like
Muta's
a
still alive?
in like a in like a Japan like a Japan event, like a Japanese
Triple
show.
H is just like letting him do it.
Yep. 'Cause it's like I think it's farewell tour or something like that. From Hit Row, from wrestling with Hit Row and stacking dubs to wrestling the Great Muta.
That's pretty fun. How old is Great Muta? Looking this
I
up.
don't know, just talk about Forbidden Door. That kind of opens up like a whole fucking wild thing. Banana,
He's 59
banana.
years old, the Great Muta. Restrictions in place for Shinsuke versus the Great Muta. NOA Matt H match.
Yo, did they get rid of that SmackDown announcer that used to do the Shinsuke Nakamura?
Don't know.
Where's that
Don't
guy?
know.
That guy was fucking awesome. Is he gone?
He's gone, bro. I had to let him go.
Baby, come back. All right, what else, man? What else on
I wanted to, so I'm saying Brock Lesnar, Bobby. Is there any chance you give Bobby a clean win over Brock here?
It's possible.
Feels pointless. I would just let Brock beat him, right?
Probably.
That's just like why like why soften Brock to beat Bobby? It's
Yeah.
just silly, right? Just make Bobby look strong there. Carl Anderson, is he like skipped his New Japan match, right? Did they strip his title?
Apparently, he apparently that's what they said they were going to do, and he said that's not going to happen. So I don't know what's going on. Interesting.
Wait, that's not gonna happen. Like, he's not gonna let them take the title.
That's what he was saying and shit. Yeah.
Let's see if there's any update on that. I'm curious because that's literally not happening right now. Have they announced it?
Oh yeah.
Oh, it says it's New Japan apparently breaking tradition to accommodate Carl Anderson.
Wow.
It appears that New Japan expects Carl Anderson to return in the coming months. Anderson reportedly is not going to be stripped of his Neverweight Open Championship, despite not appearing at this weekend's New Japan.
Breaking
Wow.
news.
Anderson. Wow. Cool. All right. Looks like they're not gonna take it off him. They should take it off him. They should take it off of him. Just because even if they're not mad at him, just to make it a storyline, you know, it's good attention, right? I would strip it off that motherfucker. Okay. Anyway, Braun Strowman almost pumped to see
Listen,
that.
if
That's gonna be
Braun doesn't
fucking
come out with the
badass.
green title, Braun's got to come out with the green
He's
title.
definitely not going to.
He has to.
It would be so funny, but Triple H is not gonna let him do that.
Why not? Then it could be like the fucking monster title. It's green.
It's
Very monster-y already.
I don't know.
It's
I
a green
doubt
monster.
it.
Just saying.
Rest of these matches are, good. Just two women's tag matches. That's cool. Alexa Bliss and Asuka won the tag titles. You know how I feel about the women's tag titles are just I they've done really not that much for me.
Well, Sasha Banks posted something earlier today saying that she's about to do something and it's gonna be fucking crazy. Her words exactly. And I don't know what that involves, but whatever it is, very excited about it.
All
Sasha
right.
Banks is, I think Sasha Banks is on, is it's Roman one, Sasha two right now of who's going to be the next big star. And I think Sasha actually has more of a crossover possibility.
I don't think Sasha has the personality to be a big crossover
I think she
star.
does now. I think she does
You
now. And
think so?
I think she's very confident. I think she knows what she's capable of. I think we're going to see whether she comes back in wrestling or if this is something completely different, or if it's more TV stuff. I think it's going to be really fucking dope for Sasha. I hope it's wrestling because I don't think we've seen that next level of her. And I think that's what this era of for her could be for sure. But whatever. We'll see.
Well, I mean, do you think we should see her in Saudi?
Would be interesting if because I think Bayley's gonna win in Saudi.
You think
Just
she's gonna
feels
take
like
the title off Bianca?
I think so. It feels like it's kind of crazy for her to lose again now. And then if Bayley wins, and then that's where Sasha comes right back, or and then you have War Games coming up too. So everything gets kind of interesting. So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty. I mean, this card looks sick. I mean, it's Drew McIntyre carrying Cross in a cage. That's gonna be very cool. Strowman,
Oh, that's
Omos.
right. Yeah. I mean, Karrion Kross. I mean,
It's
Karrion
gonna be
Kross
a great
fucking
card.
sucks.
I like that. Just Bray's gonna do something. It's fun. Yeah. No. Cool shit going on. I just the last thing I want to say, we didn't get to it really, is Well, two things, which is that I'm reading more and more accounts saying that WWE's open to signing Punk, which I think is awesome. I love CM Punk. And CM Punk, I just love to see what that does, like what CM Punk does. Like, what, bro, just think about it this way.
I'm not thinking
Wouldn't you
about it.
love to see CM Punk What would he even say on the microphone that he's jumping back to WWE? Like after his speech, you know what I mean? His whole spiel. I don't think it's gonna happen, to be
Wasn't
honest.
didn't when did Jeff Jarrett actually did he get fired by WWE? I thought he just got hired as like their the same thing that he just got hired
I'm
by AEW. I thought
confused.
that's what he
That's
was doing.
another great point. Another great point. I was like, isn't Jeff Jarrett work at WWE? And he's like, no, he doesn't. He's AEW's new director of
When did
business
that
development.
happen? But that's what he was doing.
November 2nd. Was it as the article I'm seeing?
So when did he leave WWE?
I have no idea, bro. There's like all those guys. You're like, they're hired, they're fired. You know, you're like, I don't know. But I was just gonna say how, boy, oh boy, is this? He's. Do I the guy that I feel for is Jon Moxley right now? Where I'm like, yes, he's thrown into this title picture. This title's on
I don't
right
feel for
now.
him.
What?
I don't feel for him.
I well, feel for him. Like, obviously, he's like a wealthy, very successful professional wrestler. He's doing great. Like,
No,
in
I
that,
understand what
but
you're
I'm
saying.
saying,
I
like,
understand the context of how you're saying it.
it's just a whack. It's just a whack situation for him to be champ. He was
Well, I
supposed to take
mean,
off, and that was good timing for him to take off, you know? I think they got to have MJF go over on him, and he's got to beat the absolute shit out of Moxley, and he's got to go. Take a break.
yeah, I mean, well, he also just signed the big shiny new deal too, you know,
Yeah.
for like another 5-year contract. So, I mean, I think it's not that I don't, when I say I don't feel for him, what I mean is that I think he really enjoys where he's at. So, like, there's nothing to feel for him. Like, he fucking loves this company and what he's doing. I think he's just riding this out right now because he's like kind of carrying, keeping it all together still. He's like doing the best with it, but like Tony's doing him no favors. This guy wrestles. He's wrestling Lee Moriarty this week. In no offense to Lee, that's not a dig on Lee, but like, you know, like give this guy a fucking break. Why is he wrestling every fucking week? Like, chill the fuck out. You got him getting ready for full gear. Like, stop throwing him into the ring. Start building the story outside the ring. I mean, every week he's got a fucking championship title match. It's like, chill, just build the story. You can do it. Like, you know.
Right. All right. That's a good point.
Man.
All right. Let's get out of here, bro. I'm
Hey,
excited
man.
to watch fucking Crown Jewel, and let's get on the horn and talk about it.
Yeah, I could probably do it Sunday.
We'll text our schedule. We'll figure out. Let's not promise a time right now because let's
Oh yeah,
figure out.
we're not talking about a bonus episode. Not well, I don't know what you're talking about. We're not talking about a bonus episode.
Hey, everybody, good shit. Thanks for tuning in. We love talking professional wrestling for you folks. We love hanging out, talking shop with you. Everybody, patreon.com/comedianswrestling. Everybody, keep watching wrestling. Kisses. Cheers up.
Bye.